John Lawrence, a reporter for Esquire magazine and National Public Radio, is with the 101st Airborne. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
I'm at a camp called Thunder in Kuwait, not far from the Iraqi border.
John, is your unit preparing to go into Iraq?
Well, I think that would be a good assumption. I'm with a helicopter battalion, the 7th Battalion of the 101st. These men and women fly Chinook helicopters to ferry combat troops in and out of battle, to carry equipment the division needs when it's in combat, all kinds of things that a very maneuverable division like this one needs and does. I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen, but this division is ready.
Of course, this is the division that suffered this fragging incident over the weekend in which a soldier died. What is happening with that?
Everyone in the division was shocked that one of its own soldiers would open fire on his own people. A captain named Chris Seaford, who was 28 years old, was killed. As a result of this, new security measures have been installed in the area, in the brigade where I'm embedded with the 101st. Barbed wire has gone up around the command post, for example, as you would expect, because it was a command post that the sergeant suspected of doing it was open fire. The commanding general of the division, whose name is Major General David Petraeus, issued a statement saying, "We're all pausing today to honor our fallen soldier. However, we know that he would want us to honor him also by continuing the mission on which we have embarked. And that is what we intend to do."
The 101st Airborne Division is a, it's a very mobile division. It's famous for being in the thick of things, being where the battle's hottest. Where are they going now?
Where specifically they're going is something I can't tell you. Everything in the battle or invasion of Iraq is extremely flexible, and it's very dependent on what happens to, for example, the 3rd Infantry Division in its moves, or what happens to the Marines or the British Marines, or other units that haven't even been identified yet that are engaged in combat in Iraq. So if you look at the big picture, which involves the successful military occupation of Iraq, the battles being fought yesterday and today will determine what movements of troops are taken tomorrow and next week. I can tell you one thing, it is not going to be a 4-day war like the last time.
John, one last thing. The 101st moves around in helicopters all the time. There are reports of a huge, huge sandstorm that's on its way, due to arrive later today, I think, in that area. What are people doing to get ready for that? And what's that going to do to the mobility of the 101st?
Well, these pilots, I've asked them very closely about that, say that they can fly in any weather. They can fly above sandstorms. They have navigational equipment in their helicopters that allows them to go to specific targets, go on their support missions to attack or defend, as the case may be, purely on instruments. The various helicopters, the Apaches, the Black Hawks, the observation helicopters, and Chinooks — I'm with a Chinook helicopter battalion — are able to fly in any weather. I don't know what will happen if this sandstorm turns out to be, momentous, but they're very confident here that missions can be accomplished even in sandstorms.
John Lawrence is a reporter for Esquire magazine and National Public Radio. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.